The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
John is with us, John Fardy from Screen Time. And as if it wasn't enough to have Michael Keaton on the last time, you've Ian McKellen now.
Indeed I do, this week, as well as Lily Collins on Emily in Paris. So, you know, one grows tired of all this acting talent, Anton.
The Perfect Couple.
Yes.
This is what we are talking about.
Indeed we are. So this landed on Netflix last week. Some Irish interest, Eve Hewson, who I spoke to last week. I'll stop now, okay? And she plays Amelia, who is marrying Benji. And Benji is the son of a very posh, you know, they say they don't have aristocracy in the US, but you know, when you go to places like Nantucket and stuff, there are these old families. So Greer Winbury is this novelist played brilliantly by Nicole Kidman, who is a mother to three boys, all in varying degrees of getting on or not getting on in life. And Eve Hewson is marrying into this family, and this family have some secrets. And the real tension in it is Nicole Kidman and Eve Hewson's character, because, you know, Eve Hewson kind of shows up to breakfast, maybe not wearing as much as Nicole Kidman would like. And she doesn't think she's a proper fit, really. Now, so you have this very waspish wedding they're all getting ready for in the very salubrious surroundings of Nantucket. And then, lo and behold, a body shows up. Very near the start, that's not a spoiler, of one of the wedding guests, and the proverbial hits the fan. And I know you started this last night, but I found this, it has divided critics, it's fair to say, but I found it very entertaining TV.
Will we have a listen?
I think we better. So this will give you a sense of, here they all are at breakfast the morning before the wedding. It'll give you a sense of the tension.
Gosha? Going to need to call Katya at the nursery and switch out the peonies for the roses in this suite.
Yes.
Good morning.
Great.
If it comes down to it, I saw some decent carnations at the Stop and Shop on Salem.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, funny.
Good morning, funny girl. You look great in this.
I'm sure whatever we end up with will be great. Don't sweat the small stuff, GD Dubs.
Yeah. Amelia never sweats the small stuff.
Which is why she's marrying you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Don't waste good carbs.
Childish.
Wedding dress be damned, huh?
So that was Nicole Kidman and some of the...
And she said their wedding dress be damned because Eve Hewson is having some carbs the morning before her wedding. So it's full of those very tense moments between mother-in-law-to-be and bride-to-be.
Wolverine's brother plays Nicole Kidman's husband,
Liv Schreiber, who's also on Screen Time this week, by the way. I'm sorry, I'm forced to do these things. Congratulations. And he's brilliant. He plays Tag, who, as far as I can tell, lives on old money, goes around smoking dope and drinking whiskey all day, telling everyone not to worry. There are some brilliant scenes with him as the show goes on. So, and a lot of people find him very attractive in the wedding party, which kind of leads to some interesting places. But their marriage, Nicole Kidman's and Liv Schreiber's, is billed as the perfect couple. That's kind of the perfect couple of the title. As it proceeds, you realise this is far from being the perfect couple. Amelia, the Eve Hewson character, you would have to think as well, there was something in her perfect marriage to be that may not be perfect. She may have an eye on the best man. Then enter Jack Rayner, who's another son of Nicole Kidman, who is married to Dakota Fanning, who gets how to play the game of this waspish society. So as I say, I think this is a great six episodes of, it's not going to change your life, but as a sunny, dark, if they can coexist at the same time, whodunit? I think it's brilliant. You have this look on your face where I've shown you my drawing I should be proud of, and you're about to tell me, could do better, son, but tell me.
It ain't going on the fridge, John. I sat through an episode of it last night, and sat through is the operative.
Really?
I just thought it was very silly.
Silly?
Just silly, just inane. I mean, there is a series of scenes where the richest family in Nantucket, all of their staff and friends get taken into the police station to be questioned. Not one of them is equipped with a lawyer. It was like, lads, what is this? Go away. Never going to happen. Lawyers all over this, not going to talk. And I just, And I thought there were so many of the tropes of that sort of cliched Kennedy at the compound in Kennebunkport kind of stuff.
Kennedy at the compound vibe of, you know, all these oceans and always walking on beaches. I love that look. I grew up in a landlocked part of Dublin.
You have a clip relating to their relative wealth.
Yeah.
Don't you?
So what I liked about that interview scene you're talking about, where all the help, let's say, are being interviewed. I thought that was a good narrative device because you're learning about the family through all the people who work for them, which is kind of a clever way of TV eating itself or something. But I can tell, you know, it's not going on the fridge. But yes, here is the help discussing the family.
The Wingbury's home, Summerland, just a cozy $40 million cottage by the sea.
Mrs. Greer has a gift wrapping room. But I wrap all the gifts in my room.
Oh, they're rich. I'm bored. Let's go buy a monkey, Rich. Kill someone and get away with it, Rich.
He laughed, folks. He laughed during that clip. No, it was tickling him, but...
Texas say, I lived on Nantucket a long time ago for 10 years. It's a paradise. And then two that I think summarise our respective views. Perfect Couple is a brilliant whodunit. Hubby and I ended up and binge watching the entire series in one night, and another saying it was a pile of, and I don't need to give you the name that they've used.
It has divided the critics.
It's had a pile of money thrown at it because I looked at the credit list and there are several million people working on this thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And there's this amazing dance scene at the start of it, which you probably hated, did you? But where the whole cast are dancing on the beach.
No, quite like that.
Yeah, and apparently they didn't want to do that. I thought that was really well done. Interestingly, when I spoke to Jack Rayner on last week's Screen Time, he said Nantucket is surprisingly cold in the winter. And it might look like it's lots of fun to film there, but it was kind of not too dissimilar to the west coast of Ireland, he intimated, you know.
Texas, a perfect couple, acting is dreadful and it gets worse as it goes on. And another, I devoured The Perfect Couple, an easy watch full of glam and a great cast. Yeah. And Eve Hewson is superb in it. And I assume a very good role for Eve Hewson to land.
Yeah, but her, you know, people say her star is rising. I think it's kind of risen, though. I mean, in things like Bad Sisters, she's a brilliant, brilliant actress. She's very commanding presence on screen, I have to say, and has those eyes where you don't quite know what she's thinking, inscrutable, which is a great thing in an actor.
John, 6 p.m. Saturday, Screen Time, Ian McKellen and
Lily Collins and Liv Schreiber.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.